Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The DH, Glenn Davis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Randy Milligan. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Joe Orsilac. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Leo Gomez. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Billy Ripken. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jeff Tackett. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Ben McDonald. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Wade Boggs. Batting second. The left fielder, Billy Hatcher. Batting third. The right fielder, Phil Plantier. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bob Zupczyk. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jody Reed. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Scott Cooper. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tony Pena. Batting ninth. The shortstop, John Valentin. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, John Dobson. And now, play ball. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Anderson for the out. One out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Devereaux hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Ripken hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Devereaux moves to second. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Davis hits a line drive towards short. Valentin catches it and throws to second to double up Devereaux. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles 0, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Hatcher takes first base on ball 4. Phil Plantier is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Plantier hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mo Vaughn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Vaughn takes first base on ball 4. Hatcher moves to second. Bob Zupczyk is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Zupczyk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 0, and the Red Sox 0. The Orioles will come to bat. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Milligan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Orsilac is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Orsilac bunts in front of the plate. Pena fields it and throws to first for the out. Milligan moves to second. One out. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Gomez is hit by the pitch. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Ripken strikes out. Two outs. Jeff Tackett is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Tackett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 0, and the Red Sox 0. the Red Sox will come to bat. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Reed hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Cooper, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cooper hits a line drive into right field. Orsilak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Pena is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pena strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Devereaux hits a pop-up towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ripken is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pena settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Valentin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Anderson. Valentin reaches second base with a double. Wade Boggs, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Boggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Valentin moves to third. One out. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hatcher strikes out. Two outs. Phil Plantier is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Plantier is 0 for 1 in the game. Plantier hits a pop-up towards the mound. McDonald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Milligan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Milligan hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Orsilak is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Orsilak is 0 for 0 in the game. Orsilak hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Davis moves to second. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Gomez is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cooper fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Vaughn hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Zupczyk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Zupczyk is 0 for 1 in the game. Zupczyk strikes out. Two outs. Jody Reed, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Reed is 0 for 1 in the game. Reed hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a pop-up towards first. Vaughn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Tackett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tackett is 0-for-1 in the game. Tackett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cooper fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milligan scoops it up and throws to first, with McDonald covering, for the out. One out. Tony Pena is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pena is 0-for-1 in the game. Pena strikes out. Tackett drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Pena out. Two outs. John Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Valentin takes first base on ball 4. Wade Boggs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Boggs is 0-for-2 in the game. Boggs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Valentin moves to third. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hatcher is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milligan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hatcher for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Devereaux is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Devereaux hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a line drive into center field. Zupcik picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Zupcik. Davis moves to second. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milligan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Milligan hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Plantier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Plantier is 0-for-2 in the game. Plantier hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milligan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Plantier for the out. One out. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDonald fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Zupcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zupcik is 0-for-2 in the game. Zupcik hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Milligan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Orsilac is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Orsilak is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Orsilak hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gomez is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gomez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Orioles. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Tackett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Tackett is 0-for-2 in the game. Tackett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jody Reed batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Reed is 0-for-2 in the game. Reed takes first base on ball 4. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper bunts towards third. Gomez fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cooper moves to second. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Peña is 0-for-2 in the game. Peña hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Anderson. Peña reaches second base with a double. Cooper scores. It's Orioles, 1, Red Sox, 1. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Tackett for a passed ball. Peña moves to third. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Valentin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boggs is walked intentionally. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hatcher hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Tony Foss is now pitching. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. Zupcik picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Zupcik. Anderson moves to second. Paul Quantrill now pitching. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Devereaux hits a line drive into right field. Plantier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Anderson moves to third. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Anderson scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Orioles. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ripken moves to second. Mark McLemore pinch runs for Glenn Davis. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Milligan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Milligan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. David Segui now playing first base. Mike Flanagan now pitching. Phil Plantier is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Plantier is 0-3 in the game. Plantier strikes out. 1 out. Tom Brunansky pinch hits for Mo Vaughn. Todd Froworth now pitching. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Brunansky hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Ripken reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Zupczyk is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Zupczyk is 0-3 in the game. Zupczyk hits a ball on the ground for a single. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Reed is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Reed takes first base on ball 4. Zupczyk moves to second. Greg Olson now pitching. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There's a wild pitch. Zupczyk moves to third. Reed moves to second. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Cooper is 0-3 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Tom Brunansky now playing first base. Joe Orsolak is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Orsolak is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Orsolak is hit by the pitch. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Gomez is 1-2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Gomez hits a fly ball into center field. Zupczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Orsolak. The throw from Peña to Valentin and they have Orsolak trapped. The throw over to Brunansky, who applies the tag for the out. 2 outs. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ripken is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Ripken hits a line drive towards short. Valentin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Herm Winningham pinch hits for Tony Peña. Herm Winningham is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Winningham strikes out. 1 out. John Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Valentin is 1-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Valentin takes first base on ball 4. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Boggs is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boggs hits a line drive beyond short. Ripken can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Valentin moves to second. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Hatcher is 0-3 in the game. With a walk, Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Valentin moves to third. Boggs moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Phil Plantier is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Plantier is 0-4 in the game. Plantier strikes out. 2 outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Brunansky is 0-1 in the game. Brunansky hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 2, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.